I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, my dear sisters, we are all walking on the same road. Sometimes stumbling, sometimes carrying heavy loads, but all the times the strength of women and ladies is the thing that everybody would talk about. This program is not me talking to you, but us walking together, learning from each other's steps. So let's begin this journey side by side. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing well. And this is once more Asma, who's got the honor to be your host in here. And with me, I have a very, very dear guest, Sister Mahdiya. Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me, Sister Asma.
Thank you for coming here, first of all. And second of all, we have a ritual in here. Whoever who comes gives us a very brief introduction about themselves and their field of studies and their background.
Okay, so I've come from originally from England, but lived in Central Africa for quite a few number of years. And then I've recently moved to Qom, enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, and Qom is also enjoying your presence as well.
Thank you.
So in here, we talk about whatever that is the concern of ladies.
Okay.
We talk to Muslim ladies, and as I just mentioned at the very beginning of today's episode, it's not just a talk or a discussion, it's more of learning from each other's experience, like sharing that with each other, because you know that today's world is so busy and everybody is loaded with too much of problems and perhaps some sort of stuff that they may not be able to solve it. But sometimes when you hear from your sisters, from other fellows that you have, what they've been through and how they try to just topple it down and how they try to overcome all those issues and problems, then things might look a bit easier. You understand that you're not alone. And today's discussion is going to be on patience in marriage, which is, I guess, a very important thing in today's world.
I agree with you. Marriage is a very important and absolutely relevant to all of us. And patience, of course, is required, not only in marriage, but everywhere, generally.
Exactly.
And, well, in marriage, of course, a lot of things come when you get married. A lot of other baggages arrive, are included when you get married, when you're with another person. And so that requires patience. Being patient and tolerant towards the new family is absolutely necessary. And it's not easy. So one has to really, you know, grasp, one has to understand, first of all, what the issues are and how to deal with them. And again, one has to be mature when one gets married. So from my experience, I know that youngsters who get married are less tolerant. And then we have a lot of breakups.
Yeah, because they've always lived all alone.
Yeah.
Like when I'm all alone, everything is going to happen based on what I like.
Yes.
But when you come to a home that is your nest and you have just recently created that for yourself and established a home, then it's not just your wish that you have to take care of.
Exactly. So you have to work around other people now.
Exactly.
It's not you, it's them. So sometimes it becomes like you and them. But
it's
shouldn't
be. It's
you
plus others.
Yeah. Exactly. Others who do not necessarily know you or your wishes, nor do you know their wishes or what they like and don't like. So there is a lot of, you know, give and take. And patience is one of the biggest things. So whatever,
it's very challenging.
Exactly. So whatever comes, you just have to bear it, not necessarily accept it, but work around it.
Yeah. You mentioned something very important in here because I just wanted us to talk about it. There are actually two perspectives to patience. Like in past, the way our grandmothers used to talk about, patience was more of sitting and doing nothing, like passivity.
Accepting everything.
But now Patience is sort of different. Like, it's productive. You try to create a plan for yourself. At the same time, you're trying to practice flexibility as well. We go for a break and then we come back to see what's more with patience in marriage.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Well, in life, there are many hardships and difficulties, and the thing that you're required to do in practice is patience. And with patience, just as we were talking about before the break, with patience, we do not mean exactly or necessarily accepting the situation or conditions. No, it's to find the rightest way, the best way to deal with that. So you're listening to Muslim Lady. This is your program. And then we have Sister Mahdia with us, and she's actually sharing her experiences with us, and we are enjoying that.
One of the things I would first of all talk about is, you know, how one has to be very patient with the husband, but in marriage, but everything that comes right. So with the, we have a whole package that comes along, and that's where
a family entails that.
Yeah, that and that's where the patience is required.
Exactly.
And so to hold on to that marriage, I really, really suggest that one does not agree to everything, but my biggest thing is work around it. Mm-hmm. So one example would be, you know, when you have the mother-in-law, which is one of the most
The common, I guess, objection.
Exactly.
Every single married woman.
So we just have this thing about, you know, how negative it is that when you hear the name mother-in-law, it just, the whole thing becomes
negative connotations.
It is a negative connotation. The word is a negative connotation within itself. So that's when, you know, patience is required. You work around things. You talk. I believe in always sitting down and discussing, no matter what. You know, you're in a new marriage, in a new home. Negotiation, I wouldn't say. Yeah, compromising. Sit down. And so if there's an issue, sit down. Or even before there's an issue. I personally did that, if you're interested to know. So when my son got married, I sat down with him and his new wife. And I said, right, this is the kind of person I am. These are my expectations. I'm a little bit difficult. So please bear with me. Yes, I had to say the truth so that my daughter-in-law was so lovely and she loved the way I handled this. So the first day, I don't know if it was the first day or second day, but I sat them down and I talked to them and said, this is what I like and don't like, and this is what I want you to do and not do, and, you know, my preferences. And
at least you know what's waiting
for
you.
I was so open, you know, and I think my daughter-in-law respected me for that. And since then, I've never had any issues. So became the best of friends. She was just so like, you know, she would come to me with anything she wanted to say. And we were open. So if she did something, I would tell her, look, you did this, I didn't like it. And then she would do the same. Well, Mom, you said this, I'm not happy. And I, you know, so that really worked so well for me. And I think if that happened with everybody, then we're sorted.
But, you know, not everybody is like you, and not every sister-in-law is like your sister-in-law daughter. And not like, and not all daughter-in-laws are just like your daughter-in-law.
Possibly.
So this maturity has to be nurtured. Mm-hmm. How do you think we can actually nurture such a maturity in ourselves before getting married?
So that comes from the girl's place, like the mother's duty.
Yeah.
The mother should be in that place. Because I know I had a mother-in-law, but I never lived with her, so I've never experienced. I've heard that the mother-in-law, who is actually doing the mother-in-law job, the not so good one, is because her mother-in-law did that to her. So it's a pattern. It's going down. from generation to generation. Yeah. So I would say that if the new daughter-in-law, before she got married, if her mother trained her in such a way, because if the mother had not gone through such bad times, then she would probably be able to nurture her daughter, and then the daughter would be mature enough to be able. But yes, you're right. Not all mother-in-laws are like this, nor are all
daughter-in-laws. You know, because human beings are very complicated.
They're different. Everybody's different.
Not only one prescription is going to work for everybody. Yeah. But that remains still the question, that patience needs too much of maturity.
Yes.
And as you just said, it comes from home.
Yes, it
where
does.
You belong to.
Yeah, exactly.
If you weren't lucky enough to have a good condition to teach you, to nurture you, how to be mature enough to consider other people as well, then that would be your duty to go for it. We go for a break and then we come back. So this is Muslim Lady that you're listening to. Stay with us. Patient, for indeed Allah does not allow the reward of the righteous to be lost. So you're listening to Muslim Lady and we're talking about patience in marriage, which is something very much challenging, because in today's world, like, to be patient feels like I'm compromising and the cost is me. And this makes it a little bit difficult and problematic. Though we have a lot of narrations telling us to be patient, to use flexibility whenever needed, specifically in the family relations and whenever there is this tie of family, you have to be patient because these guys are, these people that you have around you are a part of your life and sort of a part of your definition, who you define yourself to be. So sometimes it looks like this, that when we talk of patience, it goes only addressed to women, only to the wives. How we can change this stereotype that patience goes both ways? It's not just the woman who has to go for a compromise, and it's not just the woman who has to compensate for the problems and stuff like that.
I think it's, yes, it's both ways. It has to be both ways. And again, maturity is required.
Yeah.
So if I strongly believe that there's a certain age when a couple, when they marry, they have to be mature. And like you quoted the ayat about patience, we've got so many verses in the Quran.
Exactly.
The Ahlul Bayt talk about patience, and it's both ways. It's not, if it's a stereotype, then we need to get rid of that because it's both ways. And I believe...
Do you think that the world right now is changing this stereotype?
It is, yeah. The men are now coming forward and are understanding. Mm-hmm. In the new generation that we have now, not, in my generation, no.
Yeah, they were strict.
There is now a lot of understanding that no, not only the woman has to, you know, not bow down, but has to submit, but the man has to. So if there are any issues or anything, patience requires both ways. But in marriage, if the man, the husband is a bit older, maturer, he's going to be patient and he's going to understand. So if the wife comes from a background...
It's supposed to be that way.
It's supposed to be. And I'm thinking they are now becoming like that. I'm thinking from my circle, my boys, mm-hmm. I kind of understand that they now know that, again... It depends the geographic boundaries.
Exactly.
Yes,
and education as well. Like, it's not just specifically going to universities. No.
That is the
reading more, being exposed to more of information.
Education is the thing. So if both of them are educated,
there
will be patience. They will practice it. They'll understand
exactly. Yeah, that's very true. So in today's world, patience is required from both. Mm. Men yeah. and women. Women. And they, when it comes to marriage, they mm. must complement each other. Yes. Actually, they must be, they are part of this puzzle, the pieces of a puzzle that must complete each other, not to be always sitting there mm. and expecting the other one mm-hmm. to, just as you said, to submit yeah. to yeah. the laws that you want yeah. or to yeah. the wishes that you have. Yeah. So this was all for today. And I would love to end today's episode with a quote from Rumi that says, "Patience is not sitting and waiting. It is seeing the thorn and yet envisioning the rose." So I hope, wherever you are, dear ladies, I hope that patience becomes a part of your life and a part of what you practice and a part of your personality, because it is all that God wants from us. One of the very actually important things that we have to do and we are supposed to establish in our personality. So until another episode of Muslim Lady, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.